Okay, Lynn, let's pick up with Mothman again, and tell me the tie-in.
Well, the tie-in for me, you know, again, just a little thumbnail sketch, little backstory here. This thing appeared to over 100 people, a lot of different sightings. It was definitely humanoid. It had large bat-like wings, and the wingspan was huge. Now, some people have said, well, it was a sandhill crane, but, you know, you talk to the witnesses, and this is like decades later, these witnesses are still afraid to talk about it. Whatever this thing was, and the eyes, by the way, were absolutely mesmerizing. People that looked at this thing and, you know, had actually encountered it were really never the same afterwards. And in all my research, not one person ever came away from this thing going, gee, am I glad I saw the Mothman. I mean, people's lives, some of them, were just totally ruined. I mean, forever. They've never really recovered. They've got into drugs and alcohol. And
yeah, they just went over the edge.
Yeah, completely. And, you know, the documentary by Black River Films, they really get into this aspect of it. But what I found interesting, it's kind of going like, well, from my worldview, you know, something, this thing, whatever this thing is, appears to be malevolent. I mean, right off the bat, it's not, you know, going, you know, fear not. You're not getting at that. People are just being absolutely terrified by this thing. There's one witness that was overlooked, and this guy was in Wamsley's book, and, I'm not going to give his name because I don't want people, you know, calling the guy or, you know, trying to find, but I mean, it's there. The guy, it's legit. And basically, and this just blew me away because it's like all these other people that saw the Mothman didn't know how to deal with it. So we're going to talk, this is like spiritual warfare 101 stuff here. Mm-hmm. And what it does is, to me, it solidifies the worldview that I've been talking about all evening. So all these other people see the Mothman, they're terrified by it, some people are just so terrified they can't even move. You know, the people that saw it, Linda Scarberry, for instance, when she was actually taken and treated for shock at a hospital afterwards. Scarberry and the other women, when they saw this thing, they were so terrified that they were actually treated for shock. So the story is like this. You know, this Mothman character, which is really a misnomer. I mean, this is like, you know, typical of that era where, you know, it's like Batman and, well, let's just give it a name. We'll call it Mothman, which, you know, it didn't look like a moth. It was a man with, you know, a very large man between 7 to 9 feet tall, and it had these like membranous wings that were kind of a membrane bat-like on its back. And, you know, the thing when it flew, it would just kind of like shoot out its wings apparently, and up it would go, and it would kind of glide over the car at 100 miles an hour. So after these witnesses were seeing this thing, this is a true story. There's a retired missionary. The guy was, I believe he's in the Philippines when he sees this, when he sees other things like it. Anyway, he's laying in bed one night, and this thing manifests, materializes in his room. His wife's still asleep. He sits up in bed, and his first reaction is he's terrified of this thing. I mean, he looks at it, there it is, and he's terrified. And his mind's racing, and he realizes that, you know, this is what I saw, some of the villagers saw when I was a missionary. So hear what I'm saying. The guy begins to recite the Psalms. In other words, he's reciting scripture, and the thing fades from view right in front of his eyes. The thing dematerializes and backs off. And the whole point is, the reason why I say that, it's like we don't know what kind of power there is in some of those words. Remember, and this is a little sidebar. Okay, going to Hollywood, with Dracula, what's the actor's name? I can't think of it.
Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, well, not Lugosi. This is like
before that?
More recent, much more recent. I think Francis Ford Coppola did a remake of it. And Anthony Hopkins is, you know, playing the good guy. And he takes a cross and he holds the cross up and he goes, "We are strong in the name and the power of the Lord," like this. And it's like, okay, it's Hollywood, but there's certain weapons. In other words, Scripture tells us that our weapons are not carnal, are not like swords or spears or guns. Our weapons are spiritual. And it talks about what is our offensive weapon. And it says the sword of the Spirit. Okay, well, what does that mean? And it says the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And what cracks me up about this, hear what I'm saying, the sword of Spirit, Word of God, that's exactly what this guy did. he quoted, I mean, he began mm-hmm. to cite scripture, and he backed this thing off. And I just find that unbelievable. He's the only guy in the whole Mothman, you know, lineup there that was able to actually impact this thing in some way and actually have victory over it. So I found that just amazing.
Well, when John Keel wrote the book, did he know about things like that?
He did not interview this person, apparently. This guy was overlooked until fairly recently. Some of the people that Wamsley and also Travis Short and Charlie McCracken have interviewed did not go on the record with Keel. Some of them did, like Linda Scarberry, but others did not. You know, the whole Mothman thing with the Men in Black, I mean, it's convoluted. Tons of UFO sightings. I believe that somehow there was a portal that was opened up. And this thing manifested and perhaps got stuck. Now, that's just a theory. I can't prove it. I also believe that what they saw, in my opinion, what they saw literally was a fallen angel. That's what I think it was. And the thing was stuck for a period of time. According to Travis, and, you know, and even Jeff Wamsley says the same thing, that this thing has been sighted recently, you know, in the last several years in different places or something like it. So, you know, Travis had the interesting idea that perhaps this thing is, maybe there's more than one creature. Maybe, you know, we say Mothman singular. What if there's Mothmen? What if three or four of these things were materializing, you know, over the area? And some of the sightings are, you know, a couple hundred miles apart. So it's definitely interesting. And again, I mean, that's the supernatural manifesting in our space-time continuum, you know, just decades ago. Seen by, you know, hundreds of witnesses. Now, the skeptic, of course, like you're going to have on tomorrow night, will say, well, show me, and I don't believe it. And people thought it was a crane, it was this, or people were
drunk. A big owl.
You know, he's not going to believe anything unless he sees it for himself. So, you know, and then he's going to rationalize that away. You're just never going to convince the guy. But, you know, the hundreds of people that saw it and the lives that were ruined. I mean, the guy I just mentioned, and I won't mention his name again, but the man who finally came forward and told us, I mean, this guy does not want any publicity, which is why I didn't, you know, mention him by name.
I understand.
Yeah, he's not interested in that. I mean, he's just like, this is what happened, this is what I saw, and I was able to do this, and the thing, you know, dematerialized right in front of me. So I just found that incredibly, just an incredible story.